Welcome back. Ron Nini and the Car Doctor here. Our next guest really needs no introduction. We've spoken to this gentleman over time, over the years. If you're a long-term Car Doctor listener, you know who I'm about to introduce you to. He's Mike Zipp from Zippo's Car Audio down there in New Jersey, in Belleville and North Plainfield. And it's just a pleasure to have him back here with us as we have been amiss and not reached out to Mike for some time. Michael, are you there, sir?
Hey, Ron. How are you? Happy holiday.
Same to you, babe. You know, you're the guy I always think of. When people ask me about putting remote starts in vehicles, and you know how I frown upon it because there aren't many people I think do the job right, except for you. I think you're the only guy in the country. I've seen your work. Everything's soldered nice, connected nice. You know, it's done right. And that's what led us to you so many years ago. And I just want to express that to you. That I also think of you with that Volvo. Do you still have the Volvo?
I finally sold my Volvo R wagon. If I miss it.
Yeah,
so I'm a Nissan man now, but it's not as exciting as owning the Volvo. There
well, but I remember the Volvo. You liked it because you could change stereos every other week. You probably just ran out of places to put new speakers, so you decided to get a new vehicle and start all over again, knowing you.
We do make a lot of holes in the car, yes.
Yeah, I know that. The car kind of looked like Swiss cheese after a while, so it was time to move on to something
but they
else.
They sound nice.
Well, that's, I know that. I'm sure riding with you, I would need earmuffs because there's only so much I can listen to. So listen, it's been a while. Where do we start? You were out at Apex SEMA, I'm sure, or you were out at the electronics show beforehand. What caught your attention this year at the trade shows?
Well, it seems they're doing a lot of this, the wrapping of the cars, the front of them, where they're putting those clear bras on the front of it, a lot of that going on and protect the paint, things like a lot of tinting going on, stuff like that.
Right. Right. Is that something you're going to start to get into, do you think? Or that's
We are into it now. We've been doing quite a bit of that. We've grown. We also do a lot of leather now. So if you buy a car with a base Ultima, say it doesn't have leather in it, we can put leather in it. If you have a car that doesn't have a sunroof in it, we can put a sunroof in it. We cut holes in the roof and put a whole new headliner in it. It's pretty interesting. Put a motor up there.
Now, Mike... It's not like the old days. You want to put a stereo in a car 30 years ago, there was, power ground, four speaker wires, you were done. Now you're just dealing with so much more. And I've got to think your installers are at the very least going to school. They've got to be taking classes on where to connect and what to connect to, at least from the manufacturers, if not the audio people, right, the manufacturers of the stereo systems.
Yeah, well, the cars are, they say there's just big computers today, so... We put something in it, the car knows it, it reacts differently. So, we've got to be careful what we connect on to, how we get power. A lot of cars don't even run on 12 volts. They run on less voltage and things like that.
Interesting. What's the craziest thing you see going into cars this year, electronic-wise? I got him. Look at that, huh? I finally stopped him in his tracks.
Well, it's never crazy because we've done that. We just had a guy with a Sprinter, a base Sprinter. Took it all apart, put stadium seating in it, 42-inch TV, has a satellite that goes on the roof. And, he can, it's called Slingbox, so he can take his iPad, plug it into the car, and watch the TV at his house.
Say that again. Wait a minute. Say that again. He can do what?
He can Wi-Fi into his car in a hotspot, and then it's called Slingbox, is where you can watch your TV at your house from your cell phone or from your iPad. So the Sprinter is a hotspot, and he just plugs into his house and he's watching his TV cable box.
Wherever he is.
Yep, excellent. I mean, unbelievable. Cool. And you know what else they're doing? Now you can do that in the new Suburban now. The new GM is already a hotspot. You can just sit in there with an iPad or your car phone, sync up and watch cable. Pretty interesting.
That's crazy. That's really kind of neat. So it's you're taking your home TV with you wherever you go.
Yep. And you know what else I'm just thinking about that I think I wrote down that now it's all about Apple CarPlay and Android Auto where you can take your phone. So cars have navigations now. Now you're not going to need a navigation anymore because now your phone navigation will come up on the screen in your car.
Your phone navigation will come up on the screen in your car. How do they do that?
Mirrors what's on your phone.
How do they do that, Mike?
Well, what they're doing is just releasing the data so you can see it now. Before you couldn't see it, or the phones, your radio wouldn't accept that kind of video input, from your device that you're using, and that's what's happening.
Wow, Do you ever just install stereos anymore, or is that just passe?
You know what? I'm an old car guy, just like you are, so I still get those customers who have, you know, I have a customer with a 68 Cadillac convertible that we do all crazy stuff. I mean, all kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's still that person out there. And believe me, I mean, I still believe in what I do. You know, there's some nice audio enhancements you can do to some cars.
You're the most passionate guy I know about audios and electronics and cars. I mean, you're the guy. Are you still doing the cars for the guys overseas?
Every once in a while, yeah, you see, we get a lot of African importers who come in and they'll take a Range Rover and put all kind of crazy stuff on them and then ship them back over there, you know. And we see a lot of that. Yep.
So for the listener out there that's, you know, it's the holidays, they want to go out and buy a nice, they've got $250 to spend on a stereo, what are they buying?
Well, they're buying something that's, you know, it's AM, FM, it's CD, it's Bluetooth, so you can talk and drive. You can Bluetooth your music from your phone into the radio, so you can kind of, like, again, it always goes back to your phone. It seems like the whole technology is going back to what device you have on your body.
They still make radios with CDs in them?
They make some that do, and then they have things called mechless radio. And the problem we're having is, so you get an older customer who's buying a new Cadillac. Cadillac comes with radios with no CD players in them. So now the customer buys the car, and he goes, oh, where's your CD player? And there's no option.
So what?
And, you know, an older customer's not going to...
Right.
Want to go on iTunes and start downloading music? They don't, you know, they barely can turn on the phone.
Yeah. So what do they do?
Kind of, they're a little bit out of luck, I got to tell you. You know,
technology.
And then I have a frantic car dealer going, Mike, we got to put a CD in this car. This guy's, you know, he's losing his mind. He's listening to Frank Sinatra today.
See,
and that's where it's going.
Technology comes around in more problems and shapes and forms than just the car doesn't run right and turns on a check engine light.
Yeah,
right. It comes up.
And these cars are very temperamental. Like if you take a German, like a Volkswagen or an Audi, you really can't even touch them because as soon as you touch the car knows that you're in it. When the you go in for service, you can't. They won't even work on the car because they'll see something foreign in it. That's
so,
a fact.
So how do you get around it?
You don't touch your car.
Really? So you've
because
had a turn?
We have to be honest with the customer. I said, listen, if I touch your car, you're going to have a problem with your manufacturer. Even if there's nothing wrong with the car, they're going to see something in it, and they're not going to want that.
So do you think the day is coming when the manufacturers are going to, for lack of a better term, tune out the audio installers like you guys and prevent you from working on the cars?
Yeah, I think it's going that way. I think there's always going to be a passionate customer who wants it their way, not their way. You know,
right.
Not, you know.
Well, and I think in time, the customer is going to say to the manufacturer, listen, give me what I want or I'm finding a different car.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to be interesting. I'm thinking we're going to be listening to your radio show one day, and I'm going to see what these people say who have these digital dashboards that don't work anymore. How are they going to fix those cars?
Right. Yeah.
That's not going to be a simple thing.
Well, it's, you know what, and the problem I see, Mike, is you look at all the electronics going into the car, whether it's audio or you know, something navigation or just digital part of the car itself, the technology it takes to keep all that information relevant and around. You know, after a car is 7 years old, throw everything out. It's all junk. They don't want to keep track of it. It's too hard to keep track of the new stuff. We had a gentleman on a little bit later, earlier in the hour. He said he had to read his owner's manual. It was 600 pages. You know, Mike, maybe that's,
I believe that.
You know, Mike, maybe that's something you and I can get into. We could take the owner's manuals, convert them into audio, and people could listen to them while they sleep or drive, so they just absorb it by osmosis.
Subliminal how to work your car. Okay.
Right. Subliminal how to work your car. We can talk about it. Mike, if the listeners are looking for you or for more information about you and your wonderful store, where are they going to find it?
Zippos.com, the website. You just go on there. It has our phone numbers and how to contact us, and we can help you.
Absolutely the best. Mike, I appreciate talking to you. We're going to get together again real soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You take very good care. Thank you. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We are back right after this.